life was good. The rapid rhythmic movement spun us into ecstasy. 3 years, 2 months, 4 days, nothing. A baby sleep sound beside me now.
Thank you, Marie. And next we have Mary O'Connell.
Thank you. This I have done before, but I had to rejig it because of circumstances in the last few days. It's called, well, I don't actually give the name of this politician at the beginning, so you can guess who it might be. It's called La Forza del Destino. The life of politicians seems synonymous with sleaze, with speculating bankers. They have brought us to our knees. But one notorious reprobate has outdone all the rest, a balding 75-year-old, immaculately dressed. Convicted for his dealings with the mafia on the sly, he kept avoiding prison through the favors he could buy. Facing 17 separate charges, he behaved like Al Capone. No wonder his detractors call him Machiavelli Stone. I was supposed to enter politics so as not to rot in jail, he told two nonplussed journalists who followed on his trail. He has handsomely rewarded those who helped him in the past, playing down their sudden rise to power, the money they've amassed. At the slightest whiff of scandal, they were spirited away to a seat within the Senate, where they kept the sharks at bay. These were known as Berners cronies by the opposition press, who, despite these revelations, could not get him to confess. With hair implants and facelifts, as well as a fake tan, this guy, who once sold Hoovers, got to buy AC Milan. By now, you've guessed the name of such a famous phony, the million-euro playboy who is Silvio Berlusconi. While ignoring his country's 2 trillion euro debt, his bonga bonga parties were what really made him sweat. The luscious 17-year-old he's linked with is but one of the many willing starlets that he picked for having fun. Now this so-called self-made man, backed by the ultra-right, a bon vivant whose decadence stretched far into the night, has finally been ousted after his many wrongs. There won't be many punters buying his fourth album of songs.
Thank you very, very kindly, very kindly. And now another regular, John Bracken.
This one has a brief title, Aristotle. Aristotle Aloysius O'Toole was a bright sort of lad when at school. He was good-humoured, cheerful, and cool. He certainly was no sort of fool. When he left school, he got on well in life and married Bonnie Mary as his wife. She was a Scottish wee lassie from Fife, and they got along without stress or strife. He was going to come along here tonight. At least he did say that he might. But his wife's girl is without a front light, which is needed for night sighting, I write. So he asked me to give you his regards, as he did not want to be caught by the guards. Without a light and his wife, we could not make the organ work. So he stayed at home and is now writing his Christmas cards.
Thank you, John. That was great. And now, yes, now we have Julie Gibbs.
I think we're all familiar with Fulham's Neil of the State Children poem. Well, you know, what else you got? Sorry.
So, say Neil poem.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Well, I have a kind of similar poem. It's called Feminism. And I mentioned that the flowers of the rainbow. If I were a man, I'd spend time with my mother and encourage her story to unfurl out of the soft silence. And if her story was buried too deep, I'd read the words on her hands. If I were a man, I'd ask my mother to recite recipes so that my hands may honour my palate long after my bones go to sleep. My children's lives will be enriched by this, each meal invoking an earthly kiss. If I were a man, and I had a sister, I'd cherish her. By embracing her giddy ways and respecting her need for solitude, I'd curse those boys who grapple and tease, commanding my sister on her knees. If I were a man, and I had a daughter, I'd thank the heavens. Then I'd carefully nurture her feminine truth and play football with her. If I were a man and I had a lover, I'd study her body with precision and grace. I'd know whether she wanted a fast, frisky frolic or slow motion in the ocean by the shape of the moon. I'd taste her neck when she least expected. But what would I know? I'm just a blonde, big sister man.
Thank you, Julie. Colin, you don't know what you started here. Maybe you do. Next, we have Patricia Walsh. This is called Lighting Wires. Orders crumbling. Far, far away, put the embryo to the candlelight and watch it tremble. Gestating from a worse sin into a new extreme that is not yet dangerous. Crushing yet well behaved outside its privacy. Our fruition into here is where, on twilight's apex, I actually kissed you. Yanking wishes from troubled sleep, but calling a dream to newfound success. Thank you, Trish. And next we have our 5-word challenge winner, Afi Mujic.
I'm touring through some old files and found this kind of forgotten poem, and I had when I read it, yeah, it's reminded me of my criminal adolescence. It's called Stealing Turf. Scuttered, heading west on a quiet road, 6 up front, 2 in the back, kinging on. The mountain drift up ahead and there on the side, its piles for the taking, cut and ready. Bodies spill out, tumbling in, till the furious farmer bears down on us. Squeezed in hysterics, we rip up the road, a bevy of red, belching rude fumes. For 20 long miles he hounds us. At the wan lift of dark, he spins off and we breathe. As dawn breathes open to the open sea. A boat, upturned, in good shape. We flip it, drop it in, load it, reach for the oars, head for the shores of Rutland. For 5 stormy days and nights, in an old island cottage, we huddle, guilty and warm.
Next we have Kieran McCaslin. So you'll have to take yourself, sorry.
Kieran McCaslin.
This is a song, actually, called Just Thoughts. Anonymous writers tell you to follow your heart, but he's taken from you the place where you'd start. You follow the streets blind, in the lurch of search, over crunching leaves and under birds at their perch. The days are cold when you're on your own, no warming sun for outsiders unknown. And when you see him passing, you find it kind of odd how his eyes rise to salute you like you're some pagan god. As you write the page, you write empty words on the wall, an elegy to your longing, praise for how far you fall. The early bird catches the worm, and the late ones just writhe and squirm. For when you see her, well, you know there's always somewhere else that she has to go. When you close your eyes, his fading face haunts the memory of the one that he taunts. In the passing street paint, smile on painted smile, with the faces that you meet, engage with the while. Because you can't escape your head, and love can't be bought. Those were just words, and these are just thoughts.
Thank you.
That's a poem for the Sunday evening offer. There's an opera in the kitchen every Sunday evening. There are lies played out on the telephone. There's a face in the fire of the righteous liar, while the honest man walks the streets alone. There were teardrops in the alley and violence at the rally. The protest had nowhere to go. There were murmurs in the aisles and blood on the tiles and little footprints in the fallen snow. Of the children in the morning, every good man's warning. And they're wondering why their daddy's not at home. He's out milking cattle, fighting other people's battles, and going through his life with a fine-tooth comb. There's perfume in the nose of a desire that grows every time you look upon her face. There's an arrow in the heart of every player's part, in the tragedy that long since lost its place. To the stage of comfort, and so the mind of wonder looks bored day after day. The thoughts grow stale, and the faces pale, and the bodies are all made out of clay. The birds on the wire aspire to go higher, to explore the promises of the new. The people on the streets go beep, beep, beep. They're looking for something else to do. The men on top are shaking. They know the chance that they've taken. They keep their eyes on the statues down below. How long will it take for the sculptures to wake? When will frozen rivers start to flow? The clock gathers dust and the wheels begin to rust. The breathless night is deathly still. The billboard has a caption. Something might just happen. And if something doesn't, what will? Thank you.
Thank you, Kira. And next we have Simon Deedy.
I thought I'd do a Shadow song called Love and You and I.
When you smiled at me that summer eve, I heard some angels sing of love and lore and hearts and more that to me did not mean a thing. I looked your way and there with care. God set heaven in your eyes, and then all there was in all the world was love and you and I. I lifted my drink and turned away as if not meant to see your golden curls and a whirling furl too good for one as me. But like the swallow bringing spring, you passed me floating by, and then all there was in all the world was love and you and I. That night we strolled through moonlight so beautiful and blue, the softness in your ethereal skin fell as if a morning dew had landed on my coarse hard palm, and softly it did lie. And then all there was in all this world was love and you and I. Sometimes still I see your form in the soft lines of the land, and I long to hear you laugh again, or to once more hold your hand. My soul still sees that summer eve when I watched you by my side, when all there was in all the world was love and you and I.
Wow, that was great. Thank you, Simon. And last but not least, Brad Forbes. Locked out, boxed in. Are you saying that this is the end? It's not what I mean. It's an image I see. A mirror image. A picture of me. Let life explain why we are together. What do I do now? Go or stay? Has a decision got to be made? Perhaps you don't need or believe or care. Are there any feelings? A laugh, a cry, something good to share? I want more than love. I want life. I want dreams, people together, a reason for being. Can you feel my hand moving on your skin, your leg,
your breath. I miss your touch. Kiss me. How can we be in a world closed off alone and only see our own reflection? How can I go on? How can I let go? I want to feel the air pouring through my body, filling me up, natural and open. Who are you looking at? What do you see? A painted face. Someone smiling at me. Is that you, my friend? The one who left? Lost? And alone? Where did you go? To the river. The mountains. The sea. The home. Into the storm, alone. In the cold. Please, don't let go. Do you love me? I can't feel. I don't know.
Thank you so much, Gary, and once again, I apologize for missing you on this. Bravo, Martin.
I'm going to kind of try and join the, what is it, the feminist, misogynist, kind of like yokini thing. I want a woman who's strong. Not all the time. I'm not. I want a woman who knows what she wants, who won't come sneaking up at me from around the corner. But then I want. It seems like I want a woman just like me, but variously different. Intelligent and feminine. Hey, intelligent and feminine. That's what I want. I want a woman, not a little girl, not someone in a world. I don't want that. And I want a woman who doesn't have a need to nag me until I bleed. That's what I want. It seems like I want a woman just like me, and as horny as they come, with sexy tits and bum, who hollers when she comes. Hollers when she comes. That's what I want. Thanks very much. Good luck.